From the Opubco studios at Britain and Broadway, you're listening to a News OK podcast.
Hello and welcome to Idol Chatter, your favorite American Idol podcast on newsok.com. I'm here again in this week, which is our, it's almost our final week. I'm Yvette Walker, and with me in the studio again this week is...
Tim Hendley.
And Tim, I'm so excited because we're finally down to the final two, although last night was not really the final. And I understand that next week is going to be a two-part final, which I can't imagine how they're going to do it. It's only two guys. How many songs are they going to sing?
Yes.
But anyway, we're down to the final two, and it seems like it's been such a long time coming. You probably already know, but we'll go ahead and announce it. The final two in American Idol 2009 are Adam Lambert, no surprise there, and Chris Allen. Your take.
I was actually surprised. I mean, I thought Chris was a good choice and everything, but I thought the voters would put Danny in there instead of Chris. And I don't know why I thought that. I just thought that maybe people like Danny more because he's never been in the bottom three before. So it kind of shocked me that Danny wasn't in the top two. And everybody knew Adam was going to be there, so that was no shocker. And the judges were pulling for him too, of course.
Definitely. But, well, and see, Chris tried to make it seem, you know, all three of them had been, you know, announced, and we kind of did their backstory. They went to their homes and had their parades and visited their fans. We'll get to that in a minute. Seacrest still seemed to pull it out just a little bit, as if to say there was, you know, real, you know, tension between could it be Chris or could it be Adam. I mean, come on. We all knew it was going to be Adam.
Yes.
I think he even said that Adam had been in the final, in the bottom three before, and Chris had not, or something. I thought that was just a little ridiculous because at that point, everyone knew, you know. So
and Chris did a good job when he sang Heartbreak, or that Kanye West song, whatever the name of it is.
Yeah, Heartless.
Yeah, Heartless. Mm-hmm. He did a really good job on taking a hip hop song and turning it into a pop song without using the same arrangements or anything like that.
Right, right.
So maybe he got a lot of hip hop votes.
Well, I think that the girls love him. And I think Gokey is a strong singer. He's got that kind of throaty, you know, rough voice. But I don't think he appealed to the teeny bopper set as much as Chris did. Mm-hmm. Chris, you know, he's cute. He, you know, plays all these instruments. He's got like this real soft face, and you know, I think that he really appeals to that demographic, and I think that's the demographic that's calling in.
Yes.
But you mentioned his performance of Heartless. Let's go back to Tuesday night. The three of them each performed two songs. One song was selected by the judges for them to sing, and then one song they got to make their own pick. So first we saw Danny Gokey sing Dance Little Sister by Terrence Trent D'Arby. Now, some of our listeners probably don't even know who Terrence Trent D'Arby is. I remember him from the 80s. I was living in Dallas at the time. I saw him at the Bronco Bowl. But I did not know Dance Little Sister.
Me either.
I wasn't familiar with that song. And I think history has shown us, if you sing a song that no one knows, you're not going to get as many votes.
Yes.
So I think Paula almost did him a disservice picking that song for him to sing.
Yeah, she should have did something more that was released 2000 and beyond, I thought, on that. Because I never heard that song before. I barely even knew who Terrence was, but
yeah. Yeah, just a little bit of an odd choice. I thought he did a good job with it, but it was just a little bit of a strange choice. And I think even Simon said you should have picked another Terrence Trent D'Arby song that was a little bit more recognizable, but
yes,
you know, whatever. Then we saw Chris Allen sing Apologize from One Republic, and that was selected by Kara and Randy for him to sing. And he was at the piano, sounded good, no eye contact with the audience. He never turned his head around. He never looked up from that microphone. That kind of bugged me a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently not enough to keep him out of the final two, but it bugged me a little bit. What did you think about his performance?
Yeah, I thought that part did bother me too. And I kind of disagree with the comments that Randy and Kara made. You know how he didn't make the song his own. I actually enjoyed, as far as the vocals go, I actually enjoy him singing that song.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, he didn't make any eye contact because he was too focused on the piano and everything. Mm-hmm. But I thought he sounded great singing that.
When he plays guitar, lots, you know, he's not so focused on his fretting that he can't look up. So I just thought it was a little odd.
Maybe he's not as trained in the piano as he is the guitar. Maybe not.
And again, then why even go do that? I'm not sure. Okay. And then Adam sings One from U2. Simon makes a big deal of pointing out that he had to go personally ask Bono if he could get, you know, permission for him to sing this song. You know, Simon is such a name dropper.
Yes.
but he did a good job. He did a good job with it. I mean, Adam is, you know, he's such a performer. I love that song. My favorite rendition of One is with Mary J. Blige and U2. That's a hot rendition. But I thought Adam did a great job with it. What do you think?
Yeah, he did pretty good on that one. But let me ask you this. Do you think Adam is starting to get a little arrogant, like thinking that he does have it in the bag already?
I don't know. I mean, wasn't he the one that, and I was going to mention this a little bit later, but let's go ahead and mention it now. When we're waiting to hear finally who makes it, you know, they're dragging it out. And then just before we see Katy Perry come on, apparently Danny has mentioned to Ryan Seacrest in confidence or whatever, that he's just really ready for this to, you know, let's just be, you know, be done with it. Of course, Ryan mentions it,
yes,
making him look bad. And then off from the side, and the camera was still focused on Ryan and Danny, so I didn't really see who saw it, but I thought it was Adam who said, well, I just really want to see Katy Perry, mm-hmm, which made him sound a little less, you know, a little more into the music and not so much caring about what happened, mm-hmm, which made him seem a little bit more refreshing. He could have just said that.
Uh-huh.
Just, you know, he could have had a strategy for that. Maybe he knew that Katy Perry was going to have his name stitched on her,
yes,
cape. But I mean, but when he said that, it was like, okay, here's Danny going, well, I just wanted to be over with already. And then here's this fresh voice from the other side of the screen, which I think was Adam, that said, well, I just really want to, I'm into the music. I want to, uh-huh, see Katy Perry. So to answer your question, I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. To me, he didn't seem too, you know, brash or too arrogant.
Well, see, I always kind of wonder about that because it seemed like, you know, remember when Chris Daughtry, everybody in the media,
yeah,
and the public was saying he was going to win.
Yeah.
You know, he had this cocky arrogance about him, like, I'm going to win. Then when he got voted off, and then it was,
right,
like it was just more devastating to him.
I think if he doesn't win, he will be completely surprised. I think he will be. But I guess I don't get that arrogance that, mm-hmm, you're right, that I got from Daughtry. I'm not, uh-huh, getting that from him just yet. But, you know, we'll see.
He'll get a record deal regardless.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And then they went on to sing the songs that they wanted to sing. So Danny picked You Are So Beautiful by Joe Cocker. And when he started singing that song, I'm like, why? Why did you pick that song? Toward the end, though, I thought he freshened it up, made it his own. But that's kind of a plodding song. I guess it's a beautiful song, but it's kind of plodding and, mm-hmm, dry for me.
Mm-hmm.
I would have picked something else.
Yeah, I think he did better the second half of the song than he did. The first half was,
yeah,
just slow and boring, and I about fell asleep. And then,
mm-hmm,
toward the last 20 seconds was when he hit his stride. But by then, it was too late on that one.
Yeah, I agree. And then we went to Chris Allen, who sang Heartless, like you mentioned, Kanye. I thought he did a great job.
Yeah, great job on that.
The guitar, you know, using the guitar was great. You know, his voice was great, vocals were great, eye contact. I thought he did a really good job.
It's funny because when Jamie Foxx was on the show, you know, Jamie Foxx does his own radio show. And on his radio show, after he was a guest on Idol, he had said that he feels like out of all the contestants, Chris actually feels the music more than anybody else. And you can tell it in his performance. He's,
mm-hmm,
saying he doesn't have the greatest vocals, but he feels it more and he puts more effort into his performances than the other.
Wow, that's interesting. Cool.
Yeah.
And then we went to Adam, who sang Crying by Aerosmith. I thought it was a good choice for him. His vocals are always really good. The only thing that bugs me about Adam is when he really opens his mouth to do those high notes.
Loud, annoying.
He's got this really. Now this is very just weird. But it's only because I guess they have such close viewpoints of all the singers. His mouth is really open and his tongue is just really out there, and that just every time he does that just bugs,
yeah,
me. But you know what? That might not be a big deal. And you know, if you go to see him in concert, you're not going to be all up in his mouth, so you're not going to see it. But with Idol, you see every, you, mm-hmm, know, taste bud in that boy's mouth. And with Crying, there are a couple of those moments when, uh-huh, I said, "Ooh, okay, too much, Adam." But the vocal was really strong.
Yes.
So that's what they sang. And I think based on their performance and what we just talked about, it probably wasn't natural that Danny was going to be the one to go.
Yes.
Yeah, because I think the other one, the other performances were stronger. Now, also on the show last night, they had some guest performances, Jordan Sparks and Katy Perry. I thought Jordan Sparks, I thought her vocal was pretty good. She looked great. I haven't heard so much about her. Of course, she was the winner. Was it last season or season before?
It's season.
Season before, that's right, yeah, season before. So, I mean, she's definitely made some top 40 stuff. Haven't heard so much about her lately. Mm-hmm. Have you?
No, I haven't. In fact, I was going to ask you if that song she performed, is that from a new album? Or
I was wondering. Yeah, and it wouldn't surprise mm-hmm. me.
She looks like she's matured a lot. On the show a couple years ago, she was 17. Now she's 19, but she looked like she was 30.
She looked older.
Mature for her.
She did look mature. I mean, not in a bad way.
Yeah, it was a good way.
She looked good, but yeah. And then Katy Perry came out. Katy Perry's always really fun to watch. She's always got, you know, kind of a very bubbly performance. Uh-huh. She comes out, though, with this Elvis cape on with Adam's name stitched on the back. And I'm like, wow, are you giving up who you're thinking of who you want to win? She turns around and she sings Waking Up in Las Vegas, I think the name of the song is.
Yes.
It was a pretty funny song, but she also had these kind of Las Vegas dancers on stage with her. So it was very theatrical, very much an Adam Lambert type production. Clearly she likes Adam.
I wonder what the producers thought about that.
I wonder
if they even knew. I've never seen any of the performers.
Listen, we all know that everybody, I think everybody in the American Idol family wants Adam to win.
Yes.
So they probably were just fine with it. But I wonder what the performers thought, what Chris thought about that, what Danny mm-hmm. thought about that. You know, was Adam even a little bit embarrassed about it? Mm-hmm. And like I said, if he was the one to say, oh, I just want to see Katy Perry, did he know that she had his name stitched on the back? I don't know that he did. So that was kind of funny. You know, I think her performance, it was fun. I mean, the two performances, Jordan, I like Jordan. Hers was a little bit more low-key, and I was kind of ready to DVR a little bit and skip through. although I did like the song. Katy, couldn't keep my eyes off of her, enjoyed the performance, didn't mind that she was, you know, making us wait a little while longer to hear who finally, you know, the results were going to pick. So, you know, she was definitely the right one to end the show, or mm-hmm. rather the last performance in the show. If it had been Jordan, I think we all would have been just, you know, sitting on our hands almost, just come on,
yes.
come on. So as we bring it down, we got Adam and Chris. Do you have a winner picked in your head?
Yes, I do. Now, who I want to win and who I think will win is two different things. I'm pulling for Chris Allen on this, but I honestly think Adam is going to win it. So
I think Adam will win, and I think he should win, but this is what concerns me. If Chris wins, Chris is Chris, and he's a good vocalist, and he's true to the music, mm-hmm. and he will go on and just do good music. If Adam wins, and I think Adam could be really, really popular, they need to not, you know, make his whole career too theatrical. I think he could fall into that area and not be as commercial as he needs to be mm-hmm. to be successful.
Yeah.
So, but, you know, I would say Simon knows what he's doing. For the most part, I think Simon knows what he's doing. I think he would guide his career, you know, effectively. But we'll see. I mean, the folks who have, in my opinion, the folks who are some of the more bigger performers today are the ones who really have not gone the Idol route. They, you know, they made the top whatever, but they didn't actually get picked for Idol.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, Carrie Underwood is doing extremely well. But right now, her career is far out enough. She's beyond the Idol contract.
Yes.
So she's just doing her own thing right now, and she's really, really, you know, done very well.
And same with Kelly Clarkson.
Kelly Clarkson. The other folks who probably have not done as well, the biggest non-winner, of course, is Daughtry. Totally doing his own thing. Extremely successful. Any other non-winners?
Elliot Yamin's, he has a new video out.
Mm-hmm.
It's getting a lot of airplay on the radio. Don't know how well it'll do when it comes out.
Mm-hmm.
But who else? Ruben's not doing too good.
No, Ruben's not doing...
Fantasia's not either.
No, Clay Aiken, of course, is doing well in what he does. He's
Broadway.
Not Broadway. He's on... He's in Las Vegas,
okay.
I think, isn't he?
Somewhere.
Wherever he is, he's doing very well. And he's doing his own thing. That definitely would not have been an Idol career maker. I think Idol would want someone who was not as niche
yes.
as he is. So if they had tried to change him, he may not have done as well as he is doing in his own niche career.
Mm-hmm.
But if Adam gets picked, Let him be a strong rocker. Let him not be too theatrical, and let him just go on and dominate radio and iTunes and all that.
I always picture him doing the Rocky Horror Picture Show with his theatrics.
I know. That would be pretty funny. He's gonna have to make it work because I think he could easily fall back into that theatrical part. I think if he sticks true to the vocal, you know, he was the one that we always talked about, really, whether or not he was doing it or they were doing it for him. His stage presence and the lights and all that they picked for him was just more effective, more dramatic mm-hmm. than everybody else. So, but the vocals were always strong. So if he combines the two, I think he'll do well.
Yes.
If Chris wins, great for Chris. I think he'll be, I don't know if he'll be as big as Daughtry, but I think he'll be a fine American Idol.
Do you think, is this year's season kind of reminding you of the season finale of last year? You had David Cook, the rocker, versus David Archuleta, the, you know, the pop singer. And I'm seeing it again this year. Except David Cook and Adams, their styles are different styles of rock. But it's kind of like the rock guy versus the pop guy.
I hadn't thought of it that way, but that's pretty interesting. Mm-hmm. Well, next week, they're going to, like we said, they're going to spread it out over two nights. I don't know how they're going to do that. So Tuesday and Wednesday, we'll be back here, and we'll just have to see who wins.
Yes.
So until then, I'm Yvette Walker.
Tim Henley.
And we'll see you next week.